You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. It is the second hour of June 6, 2021. I was leaving off there with Russia here. You know, this is the same with Russia and these massive sanctions, always alleging that Russia's behind everything, like a condom dispenser is not working in a bathroom in a truck stop, or interfering in U.S. elections, hacking of U.S. infrastructure. You'll recall that just recently, while Trump was in office, that Trump authorized the cyber attacks on Russia. That's okay, because when America does it, it's okay. And then, we have the U.S. removing countries from the SWIFT banking system. Anything to kill commerce, because the United States doesn't have anything but war. They don't export anything other than arms. And, of course, the only thing they do create is wars. So, those countries all then bypass the U.S. banking system and then start trading with each other, making them further targets as they switch to their own currencies for trade and pull out of the U.S. stock market and start dropping holding any U.S. bonds, which drives this economy down further and further. And I noticed that they're forecasting oil to $100 a barrel pretty soon. Gerald Celente said when that happens, it's going to crush the economy. But anyway, so let's speak of some money here. So let's go to a clip number 9 there, Mr. Producer there. And another one, I'm sorry for Murr there, because she doesn't like Tucker Carlson. I don't like him either. But he does bring out some things every once in a while, even though it's not all the way there, because he has his masters to please, because he makes, 20-some-odd million dollars a year, and he brings in $130-some dollars of the revenue, so they only let him say so much anyway. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip 9.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. A little over 15 months ago, a group of Chinese scientists working on the ground at the scene of the outbreak of a brand new virus came to the conclusion that the novel coronavirus probably escaped from a government lab in Wuhan. These Chinese scientists said that in the clearest possible terms and then posted it on the internet. From our perspective, this struck us as an amazing and important story, and also, by the way, plausible. We expected a flurry of media interest in it. Where did this virus come from? That seemed worth knowing as people were dying of it. But no one asked the question. Instead, there was silence, punctuated only by occasional smirking about anti-Asian racism and conspiracy theories. And that's where it stood for more than a year, until just a few weeks ago. Then suddenly, for reasons we still don't really understand, all the smirking morons in the American news media changed their view completely overnight. Of course, Corona escaped from a Chinese virology lab, duh. What do you think, it came from a wet market? Come on. That was the new consensus. An avalanche of evidence followed. The Wall Street Journal confirmed that the first corona victims seem to have been researchers working with bat viruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. BuzzFeed then obtained thousands of emails showing that Tony Fauci knew from the beginning that COVID may have been manufactured in China in dangerous experiments he helped pay for. The lab leak theory, it turns out, was never crazy. It was always likely true. So why did they lie to us about it for so long? A shocking new piece in, of all places, the celebrity suck-up magazine Vanity Fair answers that question in great detail. You should read it. In short, many research scientists are addicted to American tax dollars. If the American public understood just how recklessly they have behaved, endangering the entire world with their weird little experiments in poorly regulated labs in China, that money might dry up. As a former NSC official called Jamie Metzl put it succinctly, quote, if the pandemic started as part of a lab leak, it had the potential to do to virology what Three Mile Island and Chernobyl did to nuclear science. Can't have that. Got to keep the money flowing. So they lied about it. And then they intimidated anyone who tried to tell the truth. That would include the director of the CDC, Robert Redfield. Redfield receives death threats from scientists after he suggested that the virus may have come from a lab.
I am of the point of view that I still think the most likely etiology of this pathogen in Wuhan was from a laboratory, escaped. Other people don't believe that. That's fine. Science will eventually figure it out. It's not unusual for respiratory pathogens that are being worked on in a laboratory to infect a laboratory worker.
It's not some guy on Twitter. That's the former director of the CDC. So you think the world would stop and ask follow-up questions such as, why do you think that? Where's the evidence? But that's not what happened. Quote, I was threatened and ostracized because I proposed another hypothesis, Redfield told Vanity Fair. I expected it from politicians. I didn't expect it from science. But maybe he should have. Redfield had dared to buck the orthodoxy that had been imposed by the global scientific establishment. It began on February 19th, 2020, just as the virus was getting to this country and scaring the hell out of all of us. At that moment, one of the leading science journals in the world, The Lancet, published a letter that was signed by 27 scientists. That letter declared flatly and for all time that the coronavirus did not originate in a lab in Wuhan and that you'd have to be a bigot to believe otherwise. Now, that letter, we now know, was organized by Peter Daszak. Daszak is a man with everything to gain by pretending that COVID came from a wet market. Daszak was involved in gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Emails show that Peter Daszak carefully selected other signatories to the Lancet letter so that this obviously disqualifying conflict of interest would remain secret. At one point, Daszak wrote to another scientist called Ralph Barrick, who was also working on gain-of-function research in China, telling him not to sign the letter. Here's why, quote, we'll put it out in a way that doesn't link it back to our collaboration, so we maximize an independent voice, end quote.
All right. Now, Tucker Carlson started out that video by talking about the gain of function, the Chinese lab, the bat lady, the research itself. And he kept pointing fingers at China. Well, that's natural for our media over here. But notice what he did towards the end of the video. After inserting, now this is how the media works. It's like saying Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. Once they throw that out there, that's the first thing people hear. So Americans, the first thing they heard is that China was working on this bat coronavirus. But did you notice at the end, he says those two Americans were there in Wuhan working with them on the gain of function. And again, collaboration, he said. See, they don't want to point this back at America because then Americans would realize that all this stuff going on right now was done, and it was done for a reason. And this is the global reset. It has nothing to do with China, except for using China as a scapegoat. And remember, he said something about June when the virus, no, sorry, he said January, when the virus was just hitting here. Remember that the United States had warned Israel in November of 2019 of the coronavirus. Two articles in April said that the United States had bought $1 million-some-odd worth of masks and stuff from China, and then China transferred them to Israel for the IDF, because you can't have sick IDF unable to kill Palestinians. Also in July 2019, an unknown mystery virus illness had outbroken in Virginia, USA. Patient symptoms included fever, cough, body aches, wheezing, and a general weakness, according to ABC News. The sickness sickened dozens of residents and killed at least two people at the Greensburg Retirement Community in Springfield. Well, was that a test? Now, with all that going on here, let me draw the final line to this, because this connects all the dots. You have realized that this global research needed to be put in place, so they used a pandemic to get all the countries working together to not only bring in their Green New Deal for the climate change, the carbon taxes, but also the Federal Reserve and central banks to start paying countries to shut down their entire economies, use these draconian measures of lockdowns, wearing masks, constant fear, with the media, of course, reporting the cases and mass deaths, of course, none of which could be verified while you're in lockdown. And this also gets to the point there where the new future, those countries will default on everything, their paper dollars, etc., and will have to be replaced with a digital currency because the other one has cooties. And it will soon be rolled out. Yes, the end of private land ownership. Yeah, you can Google that if you want. End of private land ownership. This is through the United Nations, and also it's in quite a few U.S. newspapers that the Democrats are pushing right now. Also that Klaus Schwab can rightly say, "Ze will own nothing and be happy by 2030. Which means, of course, that there's still time to stop these bastards and return sovereignty back to the people of all these countries before it's being hijacked by this global cabal. So a virus was used to create the method to put in place all that was mentioned before, and at the same time push the blame on China, who is an enemy to them because of its export, its commerce, the Belt Road, all this. Also, while ramping up more sanctions on every single country the U.S. government has failed to be able to topple with these staged coups, and to bring in that new world government using their full spectrum dominance, the new space force, and of course a banking system that indeed may collapse, meaning there's only one group that's left behind. And it's the same policy of the same group of those who are making billions of dollars off this pandemic, both with the ownership of corporations, the ownership of media, and who's behind the vaccine industry. And you're free to Google the Jews behind the coronavirus vaccine, who are now pushing that all people get vaccinated with their gene editing experimental vaccines, all in violation of the Nuremberg Code. And that a group, of course, is Israel. And you would think that with all the deaths and stuff that have been caused, that in my personal opinion, maybe perhaps these Jews should be paraded in front of the graves and in front of the sick bodies and stuff at these hospitals, just like they were during Germany when the Germans had to witness everything that the Nazis had done to the Jews. America is being used as a pawn also with the CDC. And this is from Quisling, sellouts, who issues commands that the entire world follows. It's interesting to listen to people over there in all these different countries I follow there on Telegram there, Ireland for one, that whatever Fauci says here in the United States, they follow. So Fauci is a god. He's just a god. And of course, as he's issuing his commands, all this is to the point where all commerce that is generated helps only those who have gotten billions of dollars in these PPP grants that I've mentioned, while destroying every other small business, creating millions of unemployed, and so that in the future, again, America as well as the world will be more malleable to beg their masters for a UBI check so they can get back to partying. Total sheep. Anyway, so then we have all the hubris of the U.S. that is involved in so many foreign countries' elections by trying to install those puppet governments, which are called Western-friendly. And when they lose, they send their CIA-trained paramilitary boys in, like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and others. They have pet names for all of them, to do a regime change. And because as the U.S. and its global partners, they don't recognize actual democracy or the will of the people who actually vote for their own leaders. Case in point, the latest one was Syria. I believe Assad had almost 90-some-odd percent of the vote. And, of course, the United States said they won't recognize it. Actually, Israel told the United States they won't recognize it. Then, of course, we're back to this huge PR campaign that's done through the media, who then are reporting that those countries, they're eating their pets. And we have, too, where the U.S. is now blocking the high seas through high seas piratry. And this is through the exports of those countries, blowing up their ships now, as just in recently with Iran. The U.S. seized an oil tanker there and sold Iran's oil worth $120 million that would have gone to the countries to support their own people, as well as the receiving country, like perhaps Venezuela, who needs gasoline, which is being black marketed out of Colombia. Just as a major refinery in Iran just blew up here 4 days ago, and Iran's largest ship has burned. Yes, forget it. Forget all of it. It's the government that, to begin with, and, you know, anyone can Google that Iran today has a functioning democracy, an actual democratic government, where even Jews have a seat on the parliament there in Iran. It's interesting, too. These are the same Jews that refused $50,000 to move to Israel, each. One rabbi there said, why would we move? We love it here. They have their freedom of worship and everything else like that. And I always listen to the news how they misquote Ahmadinejad, who was trying to run for president again, where he said that Zionism would be ran into the sea or something to that effect there. He never said that Israel would be destroyed. He said Zionism. So the only thing blocking them today is China and Russia. Once gone, they will control the world, because as China and Russia fall, which is a given, those countries like Iran, Venezuela, Syria, and stuff will all fall like dominoes. And now, of course, we see China's moving into Syria. So this shows some uncharted territory. I'm not sure. And I'll get to that in a minute there, Murr. Thank you. But anyway, so now I got a break coming up here. So I'm going to show you how this when you want to talk about vote fraud and stuff like that, I have another video coming up here for you, which is going to show you exactly how vote fraud works. And it always starts with a vassal state of the United States. Namely, this one coming up is on the Philippines, where the United States just opened up within the last few years there, three massive Navy bases there, because they're going to use the Philippines as a flat-top carrier for the war in the South China Sea, using the Filipinos as the pigeons in this one here. But anyway, so you have to draw lines to dots. That's all I can tell you there. So one important thing to remember here, too, is that you can notice a trend like recent coup attempts in Bolivia, and Bolivia now has dumped the IMF. That's the same thing Venezuela was doing with Argentina by buying up Argentina's debt, in which the United States, to spank Venezuela, froze Venezuela's assets, stole its gold, and now it's the country that they say they're eating their pets. And then we have John Bolton, who said, we're after the oil, and U.S. corporations going in there. So with that, we'll be right back at this break. Stay tuned.
It's hung there on the front porch since this old house was built. It's where the old men whittle.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's hung there on the front porch since this old house was built. It's where the old men whittle and the women piece their quills. It's held for generations through whatever life could bring. That old swing,
that old swing,
that old porch swing.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The phone lines are open, too, if you want to call. Now, I was talking about speaking of voting. I am going to have our producer here play a minute and 45 seconds of this next clip, number 10. And I want you to see how voting works over in the Philippines, and then I'll fill you in on what's coming next. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip 10.
So what you're saying, what you're telling us is that the server is the one that dictates whether it will accept the message or not, irrespective of the time being used by the sender.
The time gives you the sequence of the actions, and when you actually
look. Yes, but if I may interrupt, as Congressman Goles says, if this sequence can be delayed to 10 in the evening, what the heck? My God.
Sir,
your assurance was that anything that happens between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. would be reflected as 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I didn't know that 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. could be moved to 10 in the evening. Do you realize what a fool you have made?
Sir.
Of the legislators who passed this law?
I understand, sir. With all due respect, it's an unforeseen situation. It's one
unforeseen?
Of those... Yes, sir.
That was the principal guarantee that this would be an honest election. That we would know digitally what would happen during election day and during the election hours. You had us standing here guaranteeing to the public and the world that even if fraud is committed, we would be able to trace it. We never said that fraud could not be committed. But you said we could trace it. And now you tell me that at 10 in the evening you could do it and we would never know.
Well, so the man in question here being grilled over there in the Philippines is Haider Garcia. He worked for Smartmatic for 12 years and now works for the Elections Administration in Tarrant County, Texas. On November 3rd, Tarrant County went blue for the first time since 1964. And I was born in 60, so that was a long time that state was held red. Talk about vote fraud. What in the heck? Oh, why did it pop up on this again? Anyway, so I have a caller here because I have a big, long script to read here right after this here. So I'll take my caller, Dan, over there in Washington State there. Go ahead, young man.
Hey, happy Sunday. Thanks for taking the call. I don't know if you listen to Fascination or the right stuff at all, but they did a pretty good... They do these deep dives. You know, they go into detail about certain subjects, and they were talking mm-hmm. about the Belt and Road. And they're also... Basically, the Belt and Road... There's half of America's elite, which are usually, you know, the tribe, who are for that, because it also benefits Israel.
Well,
and then
Dan,
you probably have some of our.
Yeah, Dan, let me break
here,
in here.
Hold
just...
on. Okay. Go ahead.
Am I okay? All right. You'll recently notice that Israel was selling massive arms over to Myanmar. They were reopening right now the road to Burma. And this, of course, means that their massive forests are coming down. The opium fields are going up. And if you want, you can Google a video on YouTube, and it's called Road to Burma. And you'll see that they are reestablishing that road, which is the old General Stilwell Road, which is where the United States rescued China during World War II and then came in there and used China as a flat-top carrier to firebomb 67 Japanese cities. Well, that is the last beachhead, I guess you can call it, Dan, where they're going to use that area, which is the remotest area of East Asia, to come in the back door of Russia.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know. Hold on. The other angle, too, I was going to say is the financial aspect. You were saying because this year China just allowed foreign money lending firms like BlackRock and Goldman Sachs to go into China and basically, you know, get their people in a big debt trap. And
right.
I think a lot of this might be kind of leveraged to force China to let those people
in. You're correct,
in.
Dan. Yeah, China is under authoritative capitalism, just like the United States. And the communists have to destroy both capitalisms before they finally take out Russia.
Yeah,
I got to break
anyway,
here, Dan.
Thanks.
Is that it? If not,
right,
hang
bye.
On, okay? All right, thank you. All right, we'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned.
All my life I've been so lonesome.
If
I want the truth, you can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call. All my dreams have been so aimless, and now I'm so tired of it all.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. Now, I was going to get onto this challenging of the official narrative. There's a read here, so I don't know if I'll read all these here, but if you still believe in the mainstream narrative, I have a few questions that can't wait for a public inquiry. Explain how the flu disappeared but has been replaced by something which has the exact same symptoms. Explain why they downgraded COVID-19 from a high consequential infectious disease days before they declared a pandemic. You can get that off the March 2020 government website. Explain how they pulled the Coronavirus Act 2020 legislation together in a matter of days, despite the act being several hundred pages long. Explain why they have completely changed normal practices of using criteria like deaths for any reason within 28 days of the positive test to be classified as a COVID death. Explain why they banned autopsies of anyone dying with or from COVID-19. Explain why they changed the law to allow any practitioner to diagnose COVID through observation alone, even if it's done through video consultation. Explain how all-cause mortality is at an all-time low. And you can look at that about how many people are born and how many people died, and there hasn't been any significant deaths, as well as insurance payouts. Explain how millions of protesters across the globe aren't getting sick with COVID. Explain how this is the only crisis that needs an advertising company paired with a constant barrage of repetitive brainwashing propaganda on the TV and in the streets. Our train that goes through here now says COVID-19 on it. That's across every car. Explain how hundreds of thousands of people marched through the streets of London for an afternoon last month that wasn't once shown on any TV channels or reported in the mainstream press. They don't want people to get the idea. Explain how thousands were yelling, "Shame on you," outside the BBC headquarters in both London and Manchester and Cardiff last Saturday, but wasn't allowed to be shown on TV. Explain how the people are wearing the mask and following the rules are the only ones who are catching COVID. Explain how the creator of the PCR amplification tool is on record for stating that the PCR was not designed as a test for the infectious diseases. Also explain why they're using a PCR to diagnose an infectious disease. Explain why the concern has been changed from COVID deaths to hospitalizations, to COVID infections, to COVID cases. Explain how these anti-vaxxers are being blamed for the rise in cases when only people who possibly be contributing to the statistics are the very people who are getting the test in the first place. And explain why the hospitals are emptier than normal during the height of the pandemic, and most people realize that many hospitals were actually going bankrupt. Explain why you'd also add why they're filming hospitals that are empty. Explain why the whistleblowers who are reporting that the hospitals are now filling up with vaccine adverse reactions, but the mainstream media isn't reporting it. Explain why kids need to be vaccinated when, by their own definitions, COVID isn't dangerous to children. Explain if all vulnerable people have already been vaccinated, why do all the healthy people need to get vaccinated? If you're already protected by your own vaccine and the recovery rate was already 99.96 without the vaccine. Explain why the average death with COVID is 82.4 years and it's higher than the average of the age of death without, which is 81.5 years. Explain how you can get banned from Facebook and Twitter for sharing official government links. Explain why there are several class action lawsuits in progress targeting governments across the globe to the courts for crimes against humanity, but there is zero media coverage. Explain why most government leaders are reading from the same script. It's kind of like, we'll circle back. Explain how all the things that you were laughing at us for and talking about last year are now becoming a reality this year, e.g. vaccine passports and mass surveillance, NHS, you know, it's all the same. Explain why we have all the answers, but they have nothing. The audio is low on this next clip here, so it's from Governor Cuomo in New York, and I don't know if Sam can adjust that audio. It's a very quick clip there, so you might have to put those E.F. Hutton ears on and listen, you know, another criminal. But anyway, he's talking here about the Freedom Pass, and this is what gets funny. It's for all those who get vaccinated for an alleged virus that from October 2019, and yet we're all here in June 2021 and aren't dead yet. So what's so important that we all take a vaccine and compromise the very nice immune system that God gave us that we already have? It's about control, and that's what it's about, plus a depopulation agenda. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip 11.
The vaccination card that you get, this opens doors and allows you to participate in life.
All right. What's funny, but I have notes on it. I'm not sure how far I can get down into this here because my time's running short here. But all these airlines are now getting mad there because they're stopping people from flying because of blood clots after they get vaccinated. So first you had to get vaccinated so you can fly. And then after you got vaccinated, they're saying that you can't fly. Talk about being coerced into something like that. And then you can't fly. So now, I have a nice Jewish guy here who's going to, Pat, please hold on in Texas, okay? I have a nice Jewish guy here. His name is Rob Schneider, pretty good comedian. He's going to talk about what vaccines do to people and what he, as a parent, and others should be thinking of. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip 12.
First of all, my wife is 5 months pregnant, and I'm for parental rights, not government coercion, telling us what we can do, what we can't do with our kids. There is no other mandated procedure. It's illegal. You can't make people do procedure that they don't want. The parents have to be the ones who make the decisions for what's best for our kids. It can't be the government saying that. It's against the Nuremberg laws. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's against the state constitution, and it's against their own bylaws here. I mean, I've been reading some legislation that was passed years ago about they used to do state sterilizations. They thought that was a good thing, you know? So you can't let the state make the decisions. The people have to decide, and parents have to decide, and that's why I'm here. You know, the idea that the state is going to tell me what I can do with my kids. First of all, the doctors are not going to tell you both sides of the issue. They're not, because they are. They're told by the pharmaceutical industry, which makes billions of dollars, that it's completely safe. And let me tell you, they've gone from when you and I were kids, you had like 8 shots. Now that's up to 70 shots and multi-shots. And they don't tell you the safety of these things. There's no efficacy study. In other words, if you and I were going to do, if I was going to have a car seat, okay, I was going to say, here's the car seat. You'd have to show some proof that it's a safe seat, right? You'd have to say, here's a thousand accidents with it, and here's 1,000 without it. And they go, okay, you can compare. They have refused to, and no vaccine company, none of the pharmaceutical companies and government tests have done 1,000 kids with the shots and 1,000 without. They refuse to because it's not what they want to hear. Because what they're doing right now is that the pharmaceutical industries are doing fine. They're making billions of dollars, and they're continuing to, they're increasing more shots. And it's at the cost of our children because they don't have the efficacy of these shots have not been proven. And the toxicity of these things, we're having more and more side effects. You're having more and more autism. When you go from autism, which was unheard of in America in 1930, to almost 1 in 5,000 after seeds started being preserved with mercury, which is the second most toxic thing on this planet next to plutonium, and then you go to, let's go up a couple of decades. By 1990, it was 1 in 200. Now it's 1 in 88. Now, truthfully, it's true that a lot of the autism rates are grouped into one, but there is something that's really happening. And one of the most vulnerable things you can do to a child who doesn't have an immune system is give them a shot. And I'll just give you one example. You take the hepatitis B, okay? Now, hepatitis, you're only going to get that from drug use, and you're going to get that from intravenous drug use, and get from sexual contact. And yet, they won't let a baby out of the hospital unless insisting on getting the shot. I'm sorry, that's an unnecessary shot that they don't need to have. Well, especially when the baby's immune system isn't developed. The baby's immune system is the mother's immune system. So it is beyond ridiculous. It's criminal. And so here we are. I'm up here, flying up here, to testify to this lunacy. And I can't believe that they're willing to continue this. And people have to stand up. I mean, that's the part about a democracy.
That's good, Sam.
People have to step up. And that's
all right. Well, Mr. Thank you, Sam. Schneider's voice should have an impact, as I mentioned, because, of course, he's Jewish. And, of course, the Nuremberg Code was brought to light in the era of post-World War II and the experiments on humans there in Germany. So I'll read you here a little bit of that Nuremberg Code after a bit here. But I'll take the caller, Pat, there in Texas. Good morning there, Pat.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I know one reason that the hospitals are going bankrupt because people aren't afraid to go there anymore.
You're
like
right.
Like it was in the... I won't go. My son won't go. Pardon?
I've been fighting these guys for 4 years, Pat.
Well, I don't know how long I've been fighting them, but he had to go the other day and spend a lot of time talking his dad's doctor out of giving him insulin when he didn't need it. His sugar's 140 this morning. Yeah. And he was just insisting, you know, so I said, well, you know, maybe you got sick when you went in there. How do you know that crazy doctor didn't take the shot and you got his symptoms of it? Because he was starting to have the thing where they call it intestification or something where your intestines go down into the other one and they clog up and you have to have surgery. You could call that making more things for the doctors to get money for, too.
Well, yeah, that's why doctors hate it when you say, well, I'll seek a second opinion, because they believe that they're right. And these guys are all paid usually what they call in gifts, free golf trips, hotels and stuff like that. You know, it's to hide the money. But did you know that you can search online for your doctor and see if he has received any money from Big Pharma or anyone?
No, I didn't know that. But
yes.
Another thing, too, I've been threatening to try to get Senator Lee to look into the law that says that you can't take up, you know, I wasn't ready for this. You can't take all the hospitals. Like, all the hospitals are trying to form one big group, and you can't walk into another hospital because they control you from the other one. And nursing
right.
homes are the same way, and the doctors all know each other. It's just it's a big conspiracy.
Well, it was known.
I think it's good in a way because people are learning what things out here they can use to take care of themselves, but they're trying to shut that down. And I would not be surprised if they don't try like they did, I don't know how many years ago. They tried to make vitamins prescription, some guy named Waxman out in California. And when everybody heard it, he voted against his own bill. Nobody voted for it because one bottle of zinc would end up, after you go to the doctor for a doggone prescription, be $5 here. But after you got your prescription, it cost you $55.
Yep.
And you couldn't take care of yourself.
Yeah, it's all designed around Big Pharma. Remember, if it, you know, anything natural, if it doesn't cost $1,000 a pill, it's not worth having, right?
Right.
And the FDA works in conjunction with the CDC to make sure that anything that's obtainable is merely dirt cheap, they'll make it so that you can't get it. So my friend Brandon was going to get out here and talk about a certain drug there, which is also going prescription now. And it is one that actually saves people from any prelude, I guess you'd call it, to forming cancers and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest moneymaker they've ever had. And that's the next thing they're going to start talking about, this nanotechnology cancer. You just watch it. So
yes.
You'll hear it real soon.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Well, you know, remember the vaccines, they're looking for chromosome 8 on those tests there, which is smarts or intelligence and also cancer. And these vaccines are all working around cancer. So you can bet that in the near future. Well, I was going to say, you can bet in the near future that people will be diagnosed as cancer and it won't be related to the vaccine. Well, they just got cancer, you know.
Well, I know one thing they're doing over here, and they're following a tumor with the acidity in the tumor. But what you going to do if your whole body's acid, it's going to go ahead and take over your whole
yes.
body. So what we're going to have to do is learn how to be sure that our body is not acidic, that we look at all that too.
Right. Yeah, there was a ham operator that invented I think it was 14.235, I think it was, frequency, that he could RF-wise send a signal into a body and burn any cancerous tumor out with even non-invasive surgery without even opening up a body, and he was murdered. So, you know, they don't want cures and stuff. They want you sick to go back and get chemo treatment, all the fluids and stuff. You know, I've got so many friends that are on cancer treatment. It's pathetic like that. And you have to wonder, in the old days, people just died of consumption. Now it's all these other diseases. But anyway, Pat, my break's coming up here, so I have to let you go, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thanks for calling in, okay? The number one thing about this Nuremberg Code is Article 6, Section 1. and that's any preventative or diagnostic or therapeutic medical intervention is only be carried out with prior and free and informed consent of the person concerned. And then Article 6, Section 3 is that in no case a collective community agreement on the consent of a community leader or others authorities should substitute for an individual's informed consent. And I just read this morning where a town had refused to get vaccinated. I believe it was in Africa, and they shut the power off for the entire town. Now, does that tell you anything about coercion there? Vaccines are in a direct violation of the Nuremberg Code, and as more vaccines and doses have been added to the CDC schedule, that violation has clearly been increased. So with that, we have a break coming up here and get ready for the last part of the show here. So stay tuned.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everyone. I cut it short here. I got two callers online here. So, Charles in Florida, you got about a minute and a half, okay, because I have another caller after you. So, go ahead, please.
Don't trust Rupert Murdoch and Fox News. like last night, they're throwing Fauci under the bus, but that doesn't mean they're really against all this. Yeah, I agree with most of what you, or practically 100% of what you say. But the tribe owns all the vaccine companies.
Yes, Charles, Moderna, the only one to benefit out of this entire thing, Charles, is Israel.
Yeah, well, but Rupert Murdoch is a big stockholder in pharmaceuticals and vaccine itself. That's on the truthseeker.co.uk. I saw what he owns. He's a big partner with Rothschild and Jenny Oil Company that's stealing Syrian oil on the Golan Heights. Yep.
Just as all the vaccine
patents. He's the opposite number. Sorry.
Yeah, just as all the vaccine patents are also in Rothschild's name. And they were filed clear back in 2015.
Yep.
So,
Charles,
I hate to cut you short there, but I want to get Alan in here because my show's about over, okay? Anyway, thank you for calling in there. Alan, North Dakota.
Yeah, hi, Keith. What's the name of that website that you referenced shows that doctors get kickbacks?
Was that Dollars for Docs? Yeah, I looked it up. I have it bookmarked on my other computer there, but because I looked at my own doctor, and he'd only received $400, and it was in the form of something, and it had nothing to do with his medical practice. It was just okay. But anyway, you can look it up there. I bet you if you do a Google search and say, check my doctor's status with donations or something like that.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Keith.
Yeah, no problem there. Have a good one there. Yeah, okay, well, there you go. So, getting on to this, we see now that the Austrian court rules that the PCR test can no longer be suitable for COVID-19, and they are joining other states like Portuguese, German, and Dutch rulings. And this goes on here. And, of course, it's constant lies. It'd be one thing if it was honest and above the board and just say, that you should get a vaccination, but something like that. But the coercion that's being used to get people to take an experimental vaccine that's actually a gene editor, and by offering years of a free flight to airlines, which you can't fly on, ice cream, Krispy Kreme donuts, stadium prices discounted, so instead of paying $900, you're only going to pay $18 if you get vaccinated. This is total coercion. What is so important that you get a vaccine? Alleged vaccine. And of course, now we have the EU COVID-19 digital passports that are starting up in 7 countries ahead of schedule. These were all done ahead of time. So I was going to play a clip here, but I don't have time, but it was a kind of cute clip. I posted it in the chat room there, but it was about these young kids, the new virus. And what it is, it's all these kids rising up. And as I mentioned, they're not showing the massive protests that are growing by tens of thousands of people in London and stuff. They don't want Americans to see this. You're supposed to be sequestered in your home, shaking, wearing Pampers diapers, and not looking at anything except other than the TV that gives you a constant daily diet of fear. And if you think that's funny, you think they're releasing criminals here. This is one here. The Italians are furious over there because they're releasing a mafia boss that's behind over 100 murders. It's a Sicilian mafia boss. Imagine that. Anyway, that's the end of the show here. Coming up next year is the next show here. If you can help support the network, please do so. And we'll catch you next week. Have a good evening or morning.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.